Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 46 on Amazon Prime Day. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, and all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So first off, what is Amazon Prime Day? So Amazon Prime Day is kind of like a quick sale day for Amazon, where they just get a bunch of stuff and they sell them at reduced prices usually, and once it sells out, that's it, the sale's done. They got this type of model from a website that they acquired back in June in 2010. Now, for those of you that don't know, that website is called Woot, and basically, they have special sales that are exactly like this that they refer to as Wootoffs. The interesting thing about Wootoffs is it was kind of presented at the time through Woot as like a means in which to empty out their warehouse. So they'd have these Wootoffs and they'd say, all right, well, we're going to sell this product at a reduced price until it's completely gone just because we don't want it in our fucking warehouse. And every once in a while during a Wootoff, you'd run into something that was called a bag of crap. Now, I mentioned the bag of crap because it's actually a really interesting product. Now, as you can see, if you're watching, the illustration for it is pretty terrible. It's like a brown lunch bag with a question mark on it. And the interesting thing about this product is that it is a singular bag. It can be any type of bag that you might ever imagine. And inside of the bag, there is at least three items. And the total cost is $8. So you're paying $8 for essentially this random bag of crap, which the bag of crap is. It's a random bag of crap. Now, in the early days of Woot, these bags of crap contained countless treasures. If you just go and look up videos and things like that, you could see people unboxing them. Nowadays, since Amazon's taken over, they haven't been very great, in my opinion. Every bag that I've gotten pretty much since Amazon's taken over has been worth $8, but it hasn't been as good as the previous years. So I think the very first bag of crap that I ever got had a Roomba in it, had a video card in it, and was just loaded with a bunch of other shit. So the minimum is that you're going to get three product in the bag of crap along with some sort of bag. It could literally be a paper bag like this, it could be a plastic bag, it could be a suitcase, it could be any type of bag that you could ever imagine. Now, also, every once in a while inside of the bags of crap, they have really tremendously awesome things, whether it be a 50-inch LCD television or a pallet filled with like G.I. Joes. There are just stories upon stories of people receiving bags of crap that were exceptional. You know, so that's what the big draw is here, is you're kind of in like a lottery where you're going to get things. Regardless, if you get this bag of crap, it's going to be worth $8. It just might literally have a bunch of shit in it. And I've gotten a few that were just really terrible, but overall, I found at least one or two products inside of every bag that made it worth my while to buy these bags of crap. And so why am I kind of mentioning this in tandem with Prime Day? So as I stated, the Wootoff was kind of the first invention of Prime Day, where they take all of their product and they try and sell it at a reduced price until it's just gone. And actually, since Woot was the one that started this model, the same day as Prime Day, Woot is having a Wootoff, which makes sense because it's Prime Day also. So basically what happened is Amazon saw that they had this method for which they could get rid of these things that maybe weren't selling or haven't been selling very well, and they can kind of maybe reduce the price or maybe not even reduce the price, because you could look on Amazon Prime Day and you could actually try to find the pricing online somewhere else, and these products might not actually be on very good sale. I mean, some of them I've seen like for a penny off on Prime Day, and basically they're calling that a sale, which is not an especially good deal or anything like that, but essentially they found this way to advertise products to make people think that they're on sale. Now, this is kind of underhanded in my opinion. For me, I don't know exactly what all the Wootoff items' prices have been, but usually before I buy an item, I know about how much it costs. So if anything ever came up on a Wootoff, I'd search it. If it was a good price, I'd buy it. And I do the same thing on Prime Day, but I find most of the products on Prime Day, they're either like, a lot of them are specifically put up on there because they are like good deals, I guess you would call them. but a lot of the products you can't really find a competitive price on because some of them are specific to Amazon. They might be like Chinese products, or they have a lot of jewelry and stuff like that. They say that specifically for Prime Day, they're going to have more product than Black Friday. Now, these are all kind of like triggers to try and get you to buy things, because obviously Black Friday is the biggest sales day of the year. So if Prime Day has more sales than Black Friday, that's pretty tremendous. But it's not necessarily stuff that you want. So I noticed last year on Prime Day that a lot of the stuff that they had was like attire related, or was, you know, jewelry, things like this that no one really wants. They had quite a few tools on there, which is pretty useful, but a lot of them are really shitty tools. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of like Chinese knockoffs of different things that are currently on sale through Prime Day that I've seen in previous years. And just every once in a while, you'll find that gem in there. But since they are basically sold until they're gone, they're all lightning deals, basically, it's really hard to kind of sort through it. And I've also found that there's no real great way to navigate it. You know, they do say that the sales are going to come up in a few hours, and they let you go through and browse through the sales that are coming. But there's not a really, really great way to filter exactly what's going to be coming down the line. So in the last 2 years that I've been following Prime Day, I basically follow it pretty religiously. I'm looking at it throughout the entire day, sorting through hours and hours at a time inside of the different sections, trying to find the best deals to see if there's going to be anything really good. They do have sometimes really good deals on things like computers and video cards. I've seen okay stuff, but as for other peripherals, not really too great. You know, if you need any specific components, you're kind of fucked. Like power supplies, I haven't really seen much of. Memory, I haven't seen much of in previous years. They have had solid state drives on sale. It's just kind of really hard to find a good one. Monitors, they always have monitors and televisions on sale for Prime Day. They're generally pretty good prices. But overall, I want to say that the majority of the sales that they have are not super amazing. So it's kind of disheartening. I actually prefer watching Woot for their Woot Off, because at least then I know exactly what I'm getting into. You know, I can go into the electronics section or the computer section and look around and see exactly those things. Whereas Amazon's website is kind of exceptionally hard to navigate. So I found that in the past, Amazon has had some okay deals, but it's really, really hard to get the good deals, essentially. And they do have waiting lists and things like that, so, you know, you could always go through and if you kind of miss the deal as it, like, sells out instantly, you can get on the waiting list for anyone that cancels their order or for orders that have been canceled through Amazon for some reason. So they do give you a little bit more chance than somebody like Woot does, where with Woot, if it's gone, it's gone. That's it. It's just done. If you are interested in that kind of thing where you do like the idea of, like, the Woot Off and the Bag of Crap, again, it's going to be on the 11th, and they do it every single year. Now, Woot Offs do happen at different times throughout the year, so it's not like Prime Day where you get like one day and that's it. You're going to see that Woot Offs are going to happen pretty frequently, and usually they send out emails about it, so you get a little bit advanced warning on it. So my recommendation to you is, like, if you like this Prime Day kind of feel, but you're not really too into Amazon, maybe sign up for Woot's newsletter so that you can see when they have Woot Offs. It's a daily deal site, first and foremost, so you could always go and check it out every day. It's a new deal going on. They have a lot of different sections now that they've been acquired through Amazon, so a lot of their stock is the same shit, basically. But my recommendation to you, try and keep an eye open for those bags of crap. See if you can pick something up, and if it's fun, you know, please do comment if you do happen to get one, whatever you end up getting. And also, you know, keep an eye on Prime Day. Most of the shit's miss for me, but maybe there will be something good that you see on there. And that's kind of where the whole premise came from, was, you know, maybe you'll get lucky and find something that you like for a great price. You know, it's kind of like a scavenger hunt or a treasure hunt, if you will. So that's the whole point of it, is to enjoy it. And the sales are just kind of like a bonus. Now, if you do also, like me, find that most of the sales are kind of bogus or kind of suck, please let me know what you think. Please do comment down below. If you find any great deals, once again, let me know. Maybe there's something that's phenomenal that you picked up at the last Prime Day or this coming Prime Day that it's just going to blow everyone's mind. You know, the best deal ever. You know, I'm sure we're all like to hear about it. Again, if you have any suggestions for future episodes, please do direct message me or comment in the episode. Thanks again for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And as always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.